you covered all the things that you had written down.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you would like to be recorded for history that we haven't touched on that you can think that sometime later on somebody might wish to know? Anything about where you live or where you went to school or anything about your family?
I don't know, darling.
You didn't tell her?
I know one thing that if anybody wants to ask me anything, I'm just ready to answer. I don't care.
You didn't tell us?
Nothing to hide.
Well, that's good. You didn't tell us very much about your husband. Maybe you might like to tell something that you told about meeting him for the first time.
Oh.
How did...
We went together. I'd say for about 6 years before we married. And we'd get mad at one another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was pretty high-tempered. He's still higher-tempered. And now we'd quit, what we call quit for a while. Well, I was heartbroken all the time. And he had his girlfriend, mind you.
How long was it after that time you said you first saw him at the funeral? When was the next time you saw him?
I was, when we got to a meeting a little bit, we met at what you call literaries. I think he is already, well, I don't know if he's a teacher then, though he was not one of the teachers then. But he liked to speak. He was one of them.
Like a debate or something?
Debates. Mm-hmm. He had all the debates. Oh, yeah. And, so, we had our literaries, and we'd meet there. Well, he'd see me home, as I say.
Mm-hmm. Was this like in people's homes, or where was...
He'd see me to the gate.
Where was the debate or the literary?
Oh, at schools.
Oh, at schools.
Schools. Drive is a little plane. It was called Maddie and Cando and Bridge Creek.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get ride horseback to all these places.
Mm-hmm.
And meet.
Now, would you ever debate him, or would it be someone else?
I never did. I debated one time. I couldn't.
But he liked to do that.
He loved it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And he'd usually win. Yeah. And so that's how we got. And sometimes we'd meet at festivals. High socials.
Now, what do you mean by festivals?
Festivals were ice cream, where they had the homemade ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And cakes. They made their own cakes. They made their own ice cream. They had their own freezers.
Mm-hmm.
And Briarwoods, Maddie, and Rich Creek, Evergreen was another one.
Where was your husband from?
He was from Ireland, on Blaine, but... I don't know how to tell you that. Do you know where Lonnie Roberts was raised? The Pleasant Ridge?
Sort of. I know about that.
Well, you go from Louisiana to Pleasant Ridge and on to Blaine Creek. And there's Irwin. And that was the post office. And
what was his parents' name?
George Greenville Burton was his parent, his father. His mother was Charlotte Prince.
What relation was your husband to, John Burton's family? You know,
You mean,
connect with people that's here? Uh-huh.
Well, George Greenville Burton, my father-in-law, and John's grandfather was supposed to be first cousins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's not real close, but still it's family.
Still family.
Mm-hmm. Well, after you all would see each other these...
And then we went to school together the last winter. We went to school at KNC together, where my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where We decided almost at that time we would marry. Mm-hmm.
Did you all have a big wedding, or was it a family?
Family wedding at home, at my home. And, there was about 8 or 10. His cousins and my cousins and then Reverend Birch Hewlett. You remember him, I believe he?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't know how to tell you the Hewlett's son he was related to on them. Ida Hewlett married that Oscar Graham, was his daughter. Well, Birch Hewlett came from Louisiana. He was our minister at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He came. My mother had dinner. So, that was a horse and buggy days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, my husband had his driver, and after we eat our dinner, we married in the forenoon. Just after we were married, we went into the dining room for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed from my white silk dress into a blue dress. And he changed too. He had a little bird in a blue suit. No, he didn't. And anyway, we had a driver, but he rode, the three of us rode a buggy to Louisiana. So we went to, on a wedding trip for a week.
Where'd you go?
Well, we went all the way to Catlettsburg to that hotel, that Paul E. Paul Harris Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there at night. Daytime, we went one trip to Lexington. And then we went one or two trips to Huntington and to the Camden Park, which is nothing then, but just a bunch of trees and some monkeys. And outside of that, I wouldn't know.
Did it take you a long time to go to Lexington?
We went by train.
Oh.
Got on the train. We had to go to Fort Gate to get on the train to go to Catlettsburg.
Oh,
sure. Then our driver took the horse and buggy back home. And then, our trip was over, come back to Fort Gate, and we had to cross the, bridge, and, I guess that same boy, was there with the horse and buggy, and took us to his home. We stayed there overnight, and they chivalried us. Chivalried us, and then we all come on back to my father's house and stayed there. We stayed there 2 weeks. No, we stayed there just 1 week, and then we had to go on a blanket teach.
I wonder, just guessing, how much do you think your honeymoon cost you? Very little.
I think he had $100.
Really?
And I don't know how much he had left. But he had some left. No, not very much, I don't guess.
What was the hotel like in those days? Was
it not much.
Not much?
No.
But it was just the idea that you went away from
the idea. From Richard. Oh, yeah, I had a summer on the, we had the, just the usual bedroom. Not no great.
When you went to Lexington, what did you do?
Well, we went there and had no way of going on walking.
Mm-hmm.
When we got off the train. So we walked here, we walked there, and we walked there until we got tired, and we went to a restaurant somewhere. I don't remember a thing about where we went to eat, and we eat a meal.
Where did you stay? Did you stay overnight?
We come right back that evening, late. And we went, we had to start early one morning, as I remember. And, spent the day at Lexington. And they had seats and everything. We could sit down and rest and watch people go up and down. But we weren't the only people walking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you were. I'm sure in those days it was everyone walking. Was Lexington considered to be a big town?
One of the biggest. One of the biggest towns.
What did you do when you went to Huntington?
I can't remember what we did that day, but we spent the day up there. We, I don't know what we did. We just walked around.
Probably some stores, just like everybody else, you know, just sort of shopping around.
Stores. I mean, we did go and buy a few things. I don't know what it was now. And, just be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about some envelopes and paper.
Probably sent a letter home to show that you've been away.
So have been postcards. I think we did have postcards in them. Yeah. Yeah, postcards.
Was there anything else that stands out in your mind about your life that, I know, what do you remember about holidays?
Holidays. You mean
like, how did you all celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving or birthdays?
Oh, my, yes, wasn't they wonderful? Now, my little childhood days was like this. I believed in Santa Claus. Yes. Much as I believe that there is a world that we will go to later on. Yes. Well, the old Barrys, Stewarts, and whatever they were, we had two long benches in the Uncle Buck house. We usually had the parties, the Christmas parties. And we had our little old Christmas trees, you know, filled with popcorn and popcorn balls and the ropes of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, yeah, that one. And then we'd have our gifts underneath. And I believe that each one had a paper bag to put his gifts in. I think we did.
What was the favorite gift that you got that you remember?
Doll.
Doll.
Oh, doll. Doll was my first choice, you know. I wanted a doll, I wanted an orange, I wanted a coconut.
Mm.
And the least of my wants was candy. I never could eat candy.
Why not?
But I'd ask for a little candy. But dolls. And then we had a real Santa Claus. He came in. That was my Uncle Buck.
Mm-hmm.
He was our Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. He would come when his great big bag of goodies,
mm-hmm.
and throw down. And he'd call our names, you know. So where is some Hattie Berry? Well, we'd raise our hand in our pitiful hand. And there we go.
Who do you remember was the person who told you there was no Santa Claus?
I don't want to get mad. I think it was my cousin, I would say Lauren Berry. He was about 2 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I'm not Santa Claus. I was just four. I'd say I know who it is. Saw it. And that was my father. Well, of course, just in no time. But I guess I was about 7 when I was told. But I yet enjoyed Santa Claus.
How did you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, I guess everybody had their own Thanksgiving, but we had great dinners. But as I remember,
was it a family occasion? Was it everybody came in?
I don't remember of any great occasion on the Thanksgiving.
What about birthdays?
Birthdays was pretty well celebrated. I think we'd have our little birthday parties. We'd go through. It's nothing elaborate, but, my last birthday party that I enjoyed real well, I was about 15 years old. Guess what I wanted?
What?
A big doll. Kind of cheery other thing, God, think it is. A big doll. I had, Jay Burton was the one that bought me a little chair, and it wasn't fit to sit in on it for a doll. And I wanted that, a big doll for that chair. So, my mother said, you invite your, the friends you want. I think, I don't know how many, 9 or 10 of us from school, bring them down from schools and school days. And, at the head of the table, there was my high chair and my big doll. Oh, that was the prettiest thing I ever heard. And my, I was nearly grown, you know. And I had, I had friends there that, they kind of liked me and I kind of liked them, you know. And they would tease. They'd say, what in the world did you want with that doll? I said, it's just not my business, not yours.
So many people had dolls when they were older. Do you remember 4th of July?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. What about 4th of July? Do you remember?
4th of July.
Did you all have firecrackers?
Oh, yes. That was the greatest day of our life. We'd get in the old wagon. Here we go. 4th of July.
What about now?
And the Wild West Show. Oh.
What was that?
That was great. And I was an awful scared little thing. And my dad told me, said, now, hey, there's Indians in it. And, said, they won't hurt you. Said, they're real Indians over. And, said, if one of them comes to you about anything, said, don't you quarrel, don't you cry, and don't do it. Well, as it happened, I don't know what happened, but something fell at my feet. That belonged in England. And here he come, right at my feet. And I looked at him, like that. And I didn't say a word.
And, was that in Louisa?
That was in Louisa. That's outside of Louisa.
No one will come and put on a show.
No. Someone had the Punch and Judy show.
Walking.
That was him. I don't know, but down in was in a schoolhouse at one time. Did you ever see one of them?
Uh-huh. They're really different, aren't they?
Yeah. It's just like what you see on television now, in a way. So I thought that was wonderful. Yes, darling.
What about this? Now, an accident or tragedy?
Cousin Lauren, I was telling you about.
Uh-huh. Tell me about it.
Well, Lauren Berry, he married, Nora Thompson, Phyllis Thompson's daughter. They were both teachers, Lauren and, Nora. But they married and they went to West Virginia, and he didn't like teaching much, and, so I think she taught over there, though, and he went into the mines. He didn't go in as a mine digger. He went in as a watchman.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing. No. What was it?
Was he like a safety man or something?
Well, no. His cousin Hubert was there. He was a blacksmith.
Oh.
He was a smith.
Mm-hmm.
He went in. Okay, well, he was at, I can't think of the place. You should have put that down.
Was it in West Virginia?
Mm-hmm. The name of the horse.
How did he get killed?
Well, he was walking between the two railroad tracks. and he's watching one track, one train coming, and the other train coming and killed him.
Hmm. How old was he?
Well, he was in his, I guess, in his early 40s.
When did this happen?
I don't know.
But it's been several years.
He was 2 years older than me. You can count that.
So it's been several years ago.
Several years ago. And he had, do you remember Bernie Berry and Lauren Berry? You know, he was married Norton. And she then married, can't think of that name.
I think I remember Norma. Is it Nora or not?
Lauren.
No, I mean his wife.
Nora.
Yes, I remember.
She married, I know you know about that. They lived in Louisiana. And she had some children by him. And then he died. And she went on to Columbus. And she then soon retired and teaching. And she married a Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember anything else that you'd like to add to the story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, a Bays. Palmer Bays.
I've heard
that. That's who Milroy.
Very.
Very.
That was a bad accident. It was a freak accident, wasn't it?
Oh, bad. Oh, did I say, Hubert was a younger brother of Lauren. Althea was the eldest daughter of Uncle Buck. And then Lauren, and then Hubert.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. And then I'll tell you another story if you want to hear it. My oldest, we called him Uncle Bud. Alfred Jackson. His oldest son was Andrew, and they called him Drewberry. Well, he taught school before he married, and he soon then left him at the time. And he taught school in a rock house down on Ridge Creek. His first school was in a rock house.
When you say rock house, do you mean actually it was in?
Yeah, it was a rock house.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing but a rock house.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Burton, I've really enjoyed listening to your stories. They've all been interesting, and I feel like that there'll be a lot of people who will use your information, and I appreciate you talking to me.
Well, I appreciate you just visiting with me.
Right.
I just think it's an honor.
Well, I love to hear these stories. I think you've led an interesting life. And
I've had a happy life. I've had many a sorrow.
But don't you think everyone has sorrows? And
many sorrows. Many of them. But I had a lot of happiness.
And that's the important thing to remember, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a lot of happiness with my children and my husband and my parents. They were good to me. All my people were good to me. I have no regrets.
And you have 5 great-grandchildren.
That's right.
Which is something that your life is going on through them, isn't it?
Them. They're wonderful children. I love them every one.
Well, that is
true. And I'll tell you why I love my grandchildren so well. Why, Louise, she kept on teaching after she married. Well, she kept on having her children after she married. So, she tried to keep a hired girl, we called them at that time. Well, she could not. And somewhere or other, you know, she couldn't. So she come one night, her and he'll come to me and her father. And they just told us the story. Well, he said, now, Susan, if you and Papa can't keep my my child said, I'll have to quit teaching. And so my husband looked at me and I looked at him. And I said, as far as I'm concerned, I'll keep him. And he said, so will I. Said, you go on, do your teaching. We'll keep him some way or other. Says, we don't know how, but we'll keep him. Says, we'll feed him and but keep some clothes on. And so they would come with them on Sunday and take them, and then get them on Friday. And that went along till vacation time, and then they came after their children. So it went on for the three, Sam, Karen, and Janet.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them just the same as I did my three.
So it was like raising two families, and you had the enjoyment of both.
I had the enjoyment of my two, of two families.
Well,
and that's one reason, I guess, that I love these little great-grandchildren.
Because they seem so close to you.
They seem so close to me because of my great love for my three. They were great children, Sam and...
That's just your second family, isn't it?
That was my second family. And my husband. They took a notion to go to South Carolina one year. And that broke her hearts. They just had the two then. They had Sam and Karen. Karen was a little thing in a basket. Well, that just broke her heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Hugh, he liked his home.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't blame him for that. And so, come on, he just got so homesick. She said, I've got to go with him. And so when you told her that was the thing to do. And she ended up going on. I don't know how long they stayed there.
But not long.
Not long. Well, not very long. Maybe a year or two, 2 years probably.
So then you had to
come back and she went to teaching. And he got, he was, a mechanic all his life. He was a little maker down there. And he started in when he was 12. That's here now in Kingsville. Started in, I think, when he was 12 years old in the loom factory in the cotton mills, you called it.
Mm-hmm.
And an interesting story he has. And,
Well, my tape's running out, so I'm going to stop it here. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.